Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry.
I was having a toy clear out, because Dad said my dolls had more shoes than he did, and he was sick of treading on my building blocks. Can you hear me roll my eyes on radio? Anyway, I was getting properly bored with it all. So it was actually great that Kay Mystery, my superhero alter ego, showed up.
Hiya! Oh, wow! You have a lot of toys. Let me help you sort them out. Chemists are brilliant at sorting things into groups.
What? Like dolls, shoes and building blocks?
Oh my gosh! Chemists love building blocks. Not so mad on dolls' shoes. Cute shoes, though.
Well, help yourself to the building blocks.
Nah! Not those bobbly plastic ones. I mean real building blocks. Wanna have a look?
Beats tidying up, I guess.
Let's find some elements. They're like the big building blocks for all the stuff or all the substances in the universe. So we'll have to get pretty small. Smaller than a molecule. There's 118 different types of elements, and they're just the ones that we know about.
118? That's loads.
Not really. I mean, those 118 blocks make up everything you can think of. From your dad, to dinosaurs, to doll's shoes. Ooh, maybe over here. The clue to whether a substance is an element is that when you look inside, all the tiny atoms are the same. I reckon this substance is an element. Let's dive in.
Ah, sweet. The atoms in here are like little planets with moons whizzing about. And there's hundreds, perhaps thousands of them. And it looks like every planet has exactly the same amount of moons going round. Weird.
Yes, I knew it. So this is definitely an element. Atoms all the same? Check.
So, what are those moons?
Those moons are the electrons flying around the protons and the neutrons. Chemists keep track of the elements by counting the number of protons in the atoms. That number is known as the element's atomic number. For example, all these atoms have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 protons. So they're of the chemical element oxygen. It's a pretty cool element. One of my favourites.
Yeah, well, oxygen is pretty important for breathing and stuff, so it's definitely one of my favourites too. But what's the point of the atomic number?
Why not just call it oxygen? You know, like, hey oxygen, looking pretty good over there with your 8 protons. The number helps chemists align it up on the periodic table.
Wouldn't it just roll off?
Very funny. Not an actual table. It's a chart, which is like a big sorting box of all the elements. Where it is on the table tells you a lot about what it's like, because lots of the 118 elements have things in common.
So there are only 118 types of elements, but there are squillions of things in the universe. How does that work?
It's like you're building bricks back in your bedroom. There's only about 10 types of brick, but you can make them into anything you like by joining them together into different molecules. Have a look at this one. The oxygen atoms are joined up in threes. When atoms join together, then they make molecules. Three oxygen atoms together make an ozone molecule. It's an important part of our atmosphere on Earth. They don't have to just stick to the same sort of element, though. Molecules can mix things up a bit, too. Over here, I think. Here we go. In this substance, oxygen atoms are holding hands with two hydrogen atoms. And as it's a mixture of different elements, it's known as a compound molecule. If we zoom out a bit, you might recognise it.
Hey, it's water!
You've got it! H2O is water. Now that isn't a trick your building blocks can do, is it?
Definitely not. So what else can the elements make?
Carina!
Oh, that's Dad. Gotta go. Well, I suppose I should count myself lucky, but I only have to sort toys into boxes. Sorting the elements would take a lot longer.
You'd have a lot more fun, though. Well, that's what I think.
Well, okay, I'll give you that. Bye for now, K-Mystery.
Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more at funkidslive.com.